Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Still Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino.
David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for our show. Margaret Gray, syndicated columnist. Bud Dickman, who is one of our news interns. One of our young listeners from Chatsworth High, R.C. Collins. A listener of ours from Los Angeles, Mavis Leonard. Our attorney, Harvey Wireman. And the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby Dooley, will all be in studio. And we'll have a little mini Phil Henry Show Christmas party, replete with some eggnog. We'll have an old-fashioned singer on the piano. Mike Crozier will be playing the keyboard for us this evening, and we'll have a nice time this evening as we get ready for the Christmas holiday. And also in getting ready for the Christmas holiday, we'd like to tell you that tonight at 8 o'clock, I will be at GameWorks at the block at Orange off the 5 and the 22 on City Drive, signing my CD, $20 for each CD. It all goes to my friend's place. Now, if you don't want to go out to the signing this evening, you can order our CD online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. If you order the CD online, it is $23.50. That means $3.50 for shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. But again, all of the proceeds, beyond the shipping and handling, that is, go directly to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We don't make any money. We, as a matter of fact, and it should be mentioned until we can't stand it any longer, that the great people at Kung Fu Records, Joe Escalante and et al., donated their time and their energies toward the pressing of our CD. So there were no production costs this year as well. Every single nickel that we make goes directly to my friend's place. This is going to be, I hope, I just got a feeling, though, it's going to be the best year ever for fundraising for my friend's place. And also, in the spirit of the season, our first guest this evening is an author. We've had him on before, a return appearance for Robert Greene, who has written a book called Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Happy New Year. And we thought we'd talk about some positive things and some self-improving things on the show this evening with Bob Greene. Bob, good to have you on again.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Bob, you were in the insurance business not too long ago, right?
Yeah, Phil, I had my own agency, in fact, in the San Fernando Valley.
And you were selling insurance, and you were, you were dealing in the business world, correct?
Phil, I was a successful insurance broker, and I had my own agency, and we were doing upwards of about $500,000 to $600,000 a year. And I decided that I needed something more out of life. I was, and I guess it's a classic American story, I felt empty inside. I didn't feel as if I was realizing my potential. Something was missing. And I needed to go back to the source. What was it that was missing in my life? And I decided that I would spend a few months away from business. And business at that time was so good, Phil, it was sort of taking care of itself. And I would reinvestigate myself and my life and decide what I wanted to do. And this was around late summer of 1998. So it was last year. And from that self-renewal and that self-awareness and that self-investigation came the book, Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Happy New Year. Because what happened for me, Phil, was when 1999 dawned, I had a really happy new year. And I have had a very happy new year ever since.
Now, I see that the book is co-authored with Gina McMillan, who was your ex-wife, right?
Gina and I, that is correct, Phil. Gina and I were married for 3 years. And we came to a point in our marriage where we decided to agree to disagree. And we felt that we were better suited as friends and lovers than we were as husband and wife. So we went ahead and got a divorce, but we remained living together so that we don't hassle each other. We don't put a lot of unreasonable expectations on each other. We've got a very free-flowing relationship, and out of that came Gina's co-authorship of this book, Renewal, and 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Happy New Year. A lot of things changed in my life, Phil. One of them was my fourth marriage, and from that, of course, Gina and I did get a divorce, but we're still living together, and we're very, very happy.
And you've been married four times. Was Gina your fourth wife?
Yes. And I'm not particularly proud of the fact that I have a track record a failure with my marriages, but I will tell you this. With each marriage, I learned something new. With each marriage, I learned a little something more about relationship, a little something more about the kind of people that I should be married to. And Gina and I are soulmates, Phil. There's just no doubt about that. We are soulmates.
How old is she? She's very young. I've seen she has worked on a few other things, correct?
Well, she was married to Robert McMillan, and they had authored two or three self-help books. Gina is 24, and I just passed my 40th birthday. But we are soulmates, and we're very well suited to each other. She is very young in comparison to me, but she is an old soul and has a wealth of knowledge about life, and that I appreciate immensely.
We're talking to Robert Greene, the author of the book Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Happy New Year, co-authored with his ex-wife, Gina McMillan, who he's now living with. And you're happier. You say you're not married any longer. You're still living together. Do you love each other?
We don't want to put those descriptions on it. We don't want to put that kind of pressure on the relationship. But I would say, yes, there is love. And it is reciprocated back and forth. We are a much more successful couple, I think, today than we were when we were married, because we are not smothering each other, Phil, is the best word I can come up with.
Okay, let me get to the book here, Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Happy New Year. What are the 10 things that we really need to know? What are the 10 things that we need to give ourselves some self-awareness?
Well, Phil, we outline it in the book, and they are the titles of each chapter, but succinctly, the 10 things that we need to make it a really happy new year, we've always known them. We've always had them deep in our heart, but we've never acted on them.
All right, well, chapter one is take stock of your life. Are you happier this year than last year?
That is something I think everybody needs to do, Phil. Are you happier this year than you were last year? Chapter two is take charge of your life. Give up the oh, poor me's. We always live with these, oh, poor me's. Give them up. Be positive. Number three, a new you means a happier you. When you become that new person, you become a happier person. Number four, be kind to yourself. Pamper yourself. Take walks. Take hot baths. Give yourself the time you need to be you. Number five, have the courage to make changes, the courage to really change yourself. So many of us want to change, but do we have the courage to change? That's what that's about, that one chapter there. Have the courage to change yourself. Number six, Phil, as we approach the new year and the new millennium, too. This isn't just a new year, Phil. This is a new millennium. So we've got a chance to make some great changes. Number six, take chances. Get out and do different things. Do something you wouldn't dare do. I tell you, you know something that Gina did? She's taking skydiving, and I just think that's terrific. She's taking skydiving lessons. I'm taking scuba diving lessons. Things that I never would have dreamed possible. I never would have dreamed it possible, Phil, two or three years ago, that I would go snorkeling or body surfing, but now I'm taking lessons on how to scuba dive. We're taking lessons on how to go golfing, things like that. Things I never dreamed possible.
You're taking golfing lessons?
Right. Things that my wildest dreams I never thought I'd be able to do. Number seven, spend more time in nature. Take long walks in nature. Get to know the nature of the world around you. Number eight, admit when you are wrong. So many of us have, we don't have the courage to admit that we're wrong. Gina and I had an argument this morning, and I said to her, I'm wrong. She was right, I was wrong. It was a trivial matter about money. But I said to her, I want you to know, and I want you to recognize that I'm wrong. So she knew that I was wrong, and she recognized my feelings about being wrong. Number nine, decide to be happy. That's all you have to do. Just today, I decide I'm going to be happy. Today, I decide I'm going to make that change in my life. And number 10, be proud of yourself. Look at what you've done. Look at the things you've accomplished. It's something as simple as this, Phil. I went to the store about 2 months ago to a hobby shop, and I bought a model, one of these plastic model airplanes. I put that together. That's my symbol of self-pride and self-worth when I look at that model airplane. That is what is missing in our society. And those, Phil, are the 10 things you need to know to make it a really, really special new year.
Robert Greene is our guest, and his book is called Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Special New Year. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Give us a call if you have any questions for Bob. 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene is on. He's the author of the book Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know About Making It a Really Happy New Year. You mentioned that you were selling insurance, you were involved in the world of business, you were involved in, I guess, not a very satisfying world, and you decided to do something different with your life, and that was to renew yourself. And out of that came this book. Bob, I want you to tell us about some other things that happened. You were obviously in a little bit of trouble not too long ago, correct?
I was, Phil. I was in prison for embezzling $250,000 from an escrow company that I was working for. I was in the San Luis Obispo men's colony, and that was a time that should have been used for self-education and self-awareness. But instead, what happened was I continued in my life to be a little bit ignorant of the things. But every experience that I had opened me up a little bit more. Even my experience in prison opened my eyes more to what it took to be a renewed man. Yes, I've been married 4 times. What really woke me up is understanding that I shouldn't be married.
When you say you shouldn't be married, because...
Because of the 4 marriages, Phil.
Because you were married so much.
Yes, because I thought I could be happy being married. I realized that marriage was wrong for me. I couldn't be happy being married. I needed to live with the woman instead. For some guys and some women, marriage is a great thing. For me, it was a destructive thing. And I've never been happier since I moved in with my girlfriend, and she and I have become soulmates. Living together, sharing, reading poetry, we listen to music, we indulge occasionally in a trip to the theater or a trip to the concerts. Some of the music they have at the Hollywood Bowl, they have this, you know, the music you can hear that has all of the, I don't know what you call it, but they play violins and everything. What is that?
That's classical music?
Classical music, right. We have a lot of sex. I'm not going to say that we don't have a lot of sex. We have maybe an inordinate amount of sex. We spend a lot of time physically connecting, sexually, as well as in other ways. But, yeah, we have a lot of sex. And that's been good for me. I didn't get enough of that when I was married, and that's been very good for me.
Your wife, Gina, how many times has she been married?
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I'm just curious. You say that you've been, you know...
See, I know you find a lot of this amusing, Phil, but...
No, you said that you've been married 4 times. How many times? She's 23.
She's been married twice.
Once to you and...
No, twice before me. That was 3 times when she was married to me, and now we're divorced.
So 3 times she's been married.
3 times, yeah. And she's my soulmate. She understands me. So we decided that we would write this book out of what we had learned. Because between us, we've been married 7 times. And between us, we've been in prison 4 years. And between us, we've made some mistakes. But in writing this book, we felt that we could bring to people out there a new awareness on how to be happy. The new year is coming up, Phil. And with the new year is a new millennium. And you talk about turning over a new leaf. You could turn over a new leaf with a new year, but can you imagine the leaves you can turn over when you have a new millennium to work with? That's why Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Happy New Year, is the book for you. And I think the book for a lot of your listeners.
Are you happy?
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, are you happy generally? Are you happy?
I guess I could be happier. Yes, I'm happy. I'm not completely happy. There's a lot of things that I'd like. You know, you always want a better-looking wife. You always want a younger wife. You always want her to be a little bit firmer. You always want to be better-looking yourself. You want more money. I mean, there's always going to be things that I want.
Well, let's just take it. Are you happy? Because you're the author of this book, and I think people would want to know. Are you happy with your wife?
You're talking about my wife, Gina.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. She's your ex-wife.
Right, because we're not married any longer. Am I happy with the woman I'm living with? The answer to that would be yes, mostly. But again, I believe you can always be happier because then you've got something to shoot for.
And well, what would you be shooting for with Gina? So you've written this book, Happy, you know, Renewal.
Well, Phil, I don't want it to sound as if I'm not focused because I'm very focused on what I want.
What would you be happier with if you had a... Do you want your wife to be... I mean, the woman you're living with right now is some 16 years younger than you. Do you want her to be younger than that?
I would like the woman that I'm living with to be a little bit probably slimmer. Maybe, blonder. There are things that I'd like, yeah. Firmer. She used to work out. She doesn't anymore. There's a lot of things that I'd like. But there's always something to shoot for. That's what I advise your listeners. But, yeah, I'm happy. Let me put it this way. I'm probably happier than most of the people listening to your show right now.
You can say that.
I can absolutely say that, that I am happier than most of the people listening to your program right now. And the reason why I'm happier is because I know what I want. I know what I don't have. I know how I lost it, and I'm pretty sure I know how I'm going to get it back. But it's always changing. It's always changing. Yeah, I like the woman I'm living with right now. Am I completely nuts about her? Probably not. Could it be better? Sure. You know. But you're not always going to get what you want. You get what you need. And that's another part of my book that I wrote a chapter on. You can't always get what you want. You get what you need.
All right, Robert Greene, the author of Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Make It a Really Happy New Year, 10 Things You Need to Know. We'll be back on The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Bob Greene, Robert Greene, the author of Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Happy New Year. And one of them is self-honesty. He's talking about the 10 things being: take stock of your life. Are you happier this year than last year? Take charge of your life. Give up the oh poor me's. Number 3, a new year means a happier you. Number 4, be kind to yourself. Number 5, have the courage to make changes. Number 6, geez, I lost my list here, Bob.
So number 6 is take chances, get out and do different things. Number 7, spend some time in nature. 8, admit when you're wrong. 9, decide to be happy. And 10, be proud of yourself. And I think you're going to have a good life.
All right, let's go to our phone calls now. Here is Long Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, I had a question. I agree mostly with what he's saying, but I got kind of concerned about the woman that he's with and how she must feel about somebody who's almost happy completely with her and who maybe is not as blonde and not as as slim as he would like her to be, and why, you know, why you would be with somebody who you feel that way about, and why not make yourself happier and be with somebody who's slimmer and blonder.
I think you can always be happier. Do you identify with her in any way?
I'm sorry?
Do you identify with her? Are you in a relationship now?
Oh, yes.
And do you feel perhaps you're not appreciated?
No.
See, there's some hesitation there, and maybe you identify with that. I think it's tough being a woman. I think it's very tough to be a woman to, I don't know how to say this, but to live up to the fantasy of the man is almost impossible.
But see, I disagree with that, because I think to live up to the fantasy of the right man is completely possible. And I think if she's not living up to your expectations, then I think she deserves somebody who she does live up to their expectations. I think anybody should, and I feel badly for her that she's not living up to your desires or your expectations.
You're a woman, and as a woman, you have my sympathy. A young girl like her, she's 23, I'm 40. I'm very upfront about that. So she's not as intelligent, perhaps, as a lot of women might be. She doesn't have that many options.
I think you're with the wrong person. I think she's with the wrong person.
Well, what do I do?
Like,
do I throw her out in the street? When I met Gina, she was 19, she was young, she was beautiful, she was a lot of those fantasies.
I'm sure she probably still is. I think you're putting something on.
Why did you guys get? I would ask this question, Bob. Why did you divorce her, but now you're living with her?
I divorced her because I went through a very juvenile period. I didn't think her body was as firm as it used to be. You know, it was very juvenile. It was very juvenile. And then I realized that I liked the little chunkiness on her. And so we've moved in together.
So you divorce her because her body wasn't firm, but now you realize you don't mind a little, what you call chunkiness or...
Softic, sort of a nice soft thigh.
Cushion for the pushing.
You got it. But we're soulmates. We're soulmates.
I don't know.
Are you a soulmate with your husband?
No, I'm not married. But no, I'm not with my not in my current relationship. I wouldn't. But I have been in past relationships.
I would say if I was to ask your boyfriend or your husband. Is, you know, forgive me for saying this, but is her rear end firm enough? He'd probably say, well, maybe it's not as firm as the next woman, but maybe it's firmer than another gal.
Well, but I think
you know?
That, yeah,
so
no, I know what you're saying, because it's kind of a typical, kind of a guy thing.
It's a guy, exactly. It's a guy thing.
But what I'm saying is that...
Well, so far, though, can I jump in? So far, all we're talking about is how firm is a woman's ass, and I don't know what this has got to do...
I'm not talking about
with,
that.
Yeah, 10 things you need to know to make it...
Self-honesty, Phil, and it's honesty with you. It's one of the steps in my book, being honest about what you want. And, okay, this is one of my things. I want a woman who's got a nice, firm ass. Is that wrong or is it right? Is it wrong or is it right, ma'am?
Oh, no, I'm saying you're entitled to whatever you want, but if that's not what she has,
then I have to ask myself this question. Can she firm it up? Can she get it firm, or do I leave her?
Or does she want to? Does she want to?
Yeah. What about what she
want to do that for you?
What is she? What about what she wants?
That's what I'm more concerned
right,
about.
Right.
What you want, what she wants, and what's right for her.
But you, everybody has to be responsible for themselves. I got to go for what I want. She has to go for what she wants.
Well, what do you say to her? Do you say?
I say to her, Gina, there was a time when your ass was nice.
How does she feel? What does she say?
She gets hurt, but she also recognizes she's gotten older and she's gotten a little sloppy.
Excuse me, she's 23?
Well, she's gotten a little sloppy. She used to work out. She used to use the Stairmaster.
I'm sure she's perfectly fine for a 23-year-old. I think
23 I mean, how fat and sloppy can you get it at 23?
Maybe she'd be dating a mannequin. I hear their asses are pretty firm.
You know, that's amusing, but I think you missed the point.
Date a mannequin. I hear their asses are firm. Listen, thank you for your call, ma'am.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. We can probably get off this point and move on to something else. Cypress on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
It's just about self-honesty, Phil, really.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I heard your comment about the author stating he thought he was happier than most people. And I heard the caller before about body and different. And, you know, I've been married for 16 years to the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got engaged, I was 160. He was 195. Now I'm like 120. And he's 250. Things change, but happiness is inside.
Is he your soulmate?
There's always going to be someone prettier around the corner.
Is he your soulmate?
Yes, he is. He is.
That's great.
I got married at 22. He was 21. We have two children. He's awesome. He is the love of my life.
You know what's great about this, Phil, the story that this lady's telling us? Can you imagine what this man sacrificed to marry her? You were 40 pounds more than him, weren't you?
Yes, I was 40 pounds heavier then than
I am now. Imagine what he sacrificed. Imagine what he went through.
You're asking me?
Yeah, or the lady. That he actually married a woman who outweighed him.
Well, no, I didn't outweigh him. He weighed 190.
I mean, seriously, he must have had a lot of explaining to do to his buddies.
You
imagine that.
Well, okay.
He probably did.
That's the self-honesty that I'm looking for in my book.
Because
the minute a woman can admit to herself that her boyfriend or husband has got a lot of explaining to do to his friends by going out with you, you realize you're moving in the right direction.
Now listen, when we were dating, and I'll be honest, when we were dating and we were out in public places,
mm-hmm.
and women look at women with men.
That's right.
And this guy didn't have an ounce of fat on his body, and they looked at me like, "How did you get him?"
Yeah.
But you know what the awesome thing is the whole thing centers around God, because what he saw in me, I can't tell you, but I can tell you what held our relationship
God?
Together. The Lord held our relationship together.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those. So you go down that road, huh?
That's the only road.
Yeah, that's okay. But seriously, be serious with me for a minute, okay?
I am serious.
Be serious, she said. She went.
Did he come to you one day and say, "Baby, let's drop a few of those LBs"?
Never, never.
Never said, "Let's drop
no.
the LBs."
You know what?
Soon as you can reach with
now,
him
listen,
to be comfortable with
he actually, my nickname, he actually called me Butterball. That was what he called me.
And you like that? You like that?
I'm 5'1", 160 pounds on 5'1".
Yeah, you're a perfect bowling ball, in other words.
You got it.
You were perfectly round shaped.
And you know what the thing was that was so awesome to me? I knew that had I not have lost that weight, I would have been up to like 200 pounds when I got pregnant.
Wow.
And he still loved me.
You know, I just got a load of that for a minute, Phil.
What?
5'1", 160. It just hit me. God damn, you were huge, weren't you?
Oh, I was. Yeah,
now,
I was. I was big. And
but you want to know something?
He did not have an ounce of fat on him. The guy looked like a bodybuilder. 6'2", dark hair, green eyes, 195 pounds, solid muscle. When we
and
got
there
engaged.
And he's going out with a piece of luggage.
But by the time we got married,
I'll tell you
I
this
dropped
much.
The weight.
Yeah, as if you can reach within. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the truth, too, Phil. It's in my book. If you can reach within and be comfortable with your dimply ass, you're on the right track.
Well, actually, I wasn't. That's why I dropped 40 pounds.
All right, but if you can say, you know something, honey, I got an ass that looks like 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum, but I feel good about it, that's healthy, too.
Well, you know what?
Oh, man.
It weighs.
Seriously, I know a guy, and this lady is, you're a terrific gal, but I know a guy who married a woman like you. Do you know that he wept on his wedding night? He wept openly.
Now, that would be a bummer.
He broke down. I'll never forget it, Phil.
The guy cried where?
He cried because he suddenly got a load of what he was marrying.
That would be a bummer to actually know. And see, you know,
God, I mean, how did the bride?
Well, Phil, they were virgins before they got married. They did not have sex.
And so was I. I was a virgin before
okay.
I got married.
So what do you think happens on the wedding night? You know, everything's over. The party's over. They go up to the hotel room. The big moment. She drops that wedding gown, and he broke down and wept.
Well, actually, I had dropped my 40 pounds before.
He's looking at 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum. He's looking at a dimple.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Life is more than that. It really is. People can fluctuate in weight. 20, 40, whatever that goes on.
You ever notice that the people who say life is more than that are generally women?
No, you know what?
Generally, they're women who say that the,
but
you know.
You know what? Let me tell
beauty.
You something. My husband.
And they're generally fat women that say that.
Is awesome. My
yeah.
husband is.
Well,
awesome.
And it sounds like you guys have changed, too. Now he's packing on a little extra weight.
Actually, you
You've
know
slimmed
what?
It down, and you guys
but
are still.
He's not fat, though.
He's not fat. He probably
big.
Was skinny. He was 195 pounds?
He was 195, and now he's 250.
I thought you said he was 125 or something.
No, 195.
I got you. And you outweighed him.
No, I didn't outweigh him.
Oh, okay.
Most of the women that say beauty's only skin deep are fat women.
No, I don't say beauty's only skin deep. I had a chaplain say that one time, and he said put Farrah Fawcett and Phyllis Diller and ask anybody that Phyllis Diller's prettier. She's not. But there is more
what?
To beauty.
Say that.
Than
say,
just,
you're going to have to say that again.
If you put Phyllis Diller
next to Farrah Fawcett, yeah.
No, I bet there's not one person that would say Phyllis Diller was prettier.
Maybe not. But you know what's funny about Phyllis Diller? She, once she cleaned, you know, dolled up, she wasn't a bad-looking woman. She purposely made herself look ugly.
I agree.
She did, you know.
So this has got nothing to do with what I'm trying to tell you, okay? And that is that it takes a... I had a friend who was a virgin. His wife was a virgin. On their wedding night, she dropped her wedding dress, and he broke down and wept openly.
Well, what are you trying to say, man? So have sex before you get married, okay? So
no,
you know that she's not 150 pounds.
At all.
You know.
Say, if you're dealing with a dimple ass, you're going to want to know that before you walk down the aisle with one.
You know what? You don't have to see someone totally naked to know if they're heavy or
that's
not.
That's right. And the only time you see them totally naked is if you're going to have sex with them, and nobody has sex before marriage. So the next thing you know, you've got a husband-to-be that's running screaming from the church. Do you want that? I don't think so.
All right.
You can see just about everything on TV or at the beach anymore. You don't have to see it completely.
I can see Pamela Lee at the beach. The fat ass I'm about to marry, though. And I bet you she wore a lot of black, too. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank
you very
much.
It's been very interesting, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. We have Robert Greene, the author of Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Really Happy New Year. And one of the things he's telling us here is that you have to be honest enough, as a man anyway, to say, you know what? My wife or my girlfriend's ass isn't firm anymore. That's where this conversation has gone. 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Renewal, 10 Things You Need to Know to Make It a Happier New Year, a book by Robert Greene and his wife Gina, his ex-wife Gina McMillan. They now live together. And he says that he realized the biggest step he could make in his life was to tell his wife, his now girlfriend, that her ass was too big. I mean, Bob...
You know, Phil, you laugh about it, but when I got out of prison 4 years ago, I realized that I had lied to myself about a lot of things. So it may sound funny, but it was important for me to have that honesty with my soulmate.
That her ass looked like 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum.
That is correct, yeah. Absolutely.
Isn't that insulting? All right, well, let me go to another phone call here. We don't have much time. Sherman Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yes, hi. I just have one question for your author, whoever he is. What do you look like?
For 40, I look pretty good, actually.
Do you have a firm ass?
Excuse me?
Do you have a firm ass?
I don't know. I couldn't hear it, Phil.
Do you have a firm ass?
I work out on a Stairmaster, yes.
Do you have a firm ass?
Well, the only way of judging that is if you want to take a squeeze.
Do you have a firm stomach?
Yes,
I mean,
do.
Would you by any means be selected to model? I mean, I basically would like to know, who are you?
Do you?
Yes, actually, I'm 5'7", 120 pounds. I'm skinny. I've never been fat.
And I could bounce a quarter off your...
And what I'm hearing from you is that fat people are not worthy of being loved.
No.
Your views are so pathetic. And all I have, I can't believe all these callers calling and laughing.
Let me ask you a question.
And condoning your message.
All I'm asking, could I bounce a quarter off your ass or not?
You're calling a 23-year-old who has a dimply ass, then go, and you've divorced her because she has a dimply ass. You know what? You will never find happiness.
I'm saying
you
that
are
I found
absolutely
self-honesty.
Pathetic.
Self-honesty.
And frankly, I don't know who would date you or marry you.
I was honest enough with my... All right, I'm 40, okay, but I'm pretty...
Yeah, you're 40, and you're going to get even uglier. So
I'm pretty good.
Accept it.
For 40, I'm pretty good.
All right. Oh, you think you're going to stay like this?
Well, I'll tell you, I got a 23-year-old. I got.
Did you ever worry someone? I mean, she must be pathetic too. But did you ever worry somebody may not love you because you're suddenly ugly one day?
Do you know that I don't think she's pathetic, but you think she is? I love her. She's my soulmate.
You love her, and
yes.
She's your soulmate. But you
yes.
divorced her because she has a dimply ass.
I divorced her because I had the honesty to say I'd like something a little firmer.
What do you consider love, sir? What do you consider love?
Love is the sharing of one's individual loaf, not the eating from the same loaf. Cahill Gibran, I think, said it best.
Of one's individual what?
love is like two strings on a lute. You are two individuals making the same music.
Well, that's all very beautiful, but I mean...
Your love sounds like lust to me. It's all about the shape of her ass and the shape of her stomach. And if you think that's going to hold your marriage and make you happy, I'm sorry to tell you, you're in for one big disappointment after the other.
Her stomach's fine. My only complaint was with her ass got a little soft. That's all.
You're killing me. I can't even believe. I can't.
Wait a second. If you don't think it's important, then why do you keep a firm ass? Tell me that. If you don't
think
it's important.
Good luck, because even the most beautiful model is going to have an imperfection.
Well, if you don't think it's important, then why do you work out? If it's not important,
I don't work out.
Well, you said you have a firm ass.
I don't work out.
Oh, I get it. So you just have a naturally firm ass.
Actually, yes.
Oh, crap. Come on.
Actually, yes.
Come on.
And I've gotten a lot of compliments on it, believe it or not. Okay, so maybe I'm just one of those lucky individuals that would fit your list, but I think that is just really unfortunate, and I find you to be a very sad soul, and that's really all I've got to say. And for everybody out there who doesn't have a firm ass, okay, they cannot even be listening to this. I can't even believe the message you're
condoning. It's not about that. It's about being honest with what I want.
It's about being shallow.
And I'll tell you what I'd like.
Okay,
I'd
about being shallow. Oops, don't marry a fat lady or else you'll cry on your wedding night.
That's what
that
a friend of mine
pathetic.
Did.
That is pathetic.
That's what a friend of mine did. I didn't. A friend of mine did.
But you're telling people, look what happens when you don't go
you said
for
that he
any
ran,
person.
You said that he ran screaming from the hotel.
Yes, he did. Is that my fault?
No, because he's actually just as stupid, frankly.
He's the guy that ran screaming from
the hotel. Should have never married her, then.
You got a naturally firm ass. That's pretty conceited.
Yeah.
Pretty
well,
conceited.
Well, almost as conceited as you divorcing your wife because of her dimply ass. That's actually
conceited.
Pathetic.
That's a guy reaching for the stars. I want something
reaching
better.
Reaching for the stars. You just keep on reaching. I hope you find it.
I want to reach until I find something
and
firm.
And she should
for
really leave you. I can't believe she's sticking with you.
Is she still...
to be extremely insecure.
Well, they authored a book together. She still lives with you?
You better believe she still lives with... What, she going to get something better than me?
Well, you either brainwashed her or she has absolutely no sense of self-confidence.
All right.
That she has to live with a guy like you.
I have to agree
That's
with you, ma'am.
All I've got
thank
to
you
say.
For your, thank you for your call. Palmdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Palmdale.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I just turned in, and I was listening to this conversation. I couldn't believe it. First of all, I mean, I don't know.
This is what happens when you're honest. People don't like it.
Well, let me tell you something. I've dated an awful lot, and I've dated pencil dicks and curved dicks and soft dicks, and you just don't, you know, stop dating people or stop loving them because of that.
If
and
I were you, I'd sleep with a few less men if I were you.
And not only that, I would say by the time you're 50 and it comes and you no longer can perform, it's totally natural, and you really are superficial. And that's all I had to
I'm
say.
I'm not the one sleeping with
you're
all the
You're not perfect. Yeah, you'll never be perfect forever.
Try not to sleep with so many men, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think all of my eight probably equal as you're about 80, so I'm
eight?
Sure we're doing okay.
You slept with eight guys?
What, yeah, that's about it.
What, last night?
Okay.
Maybe. I wish.
You wish?
But anyway,
I tell you what, if you want to sleep with eight guys one night, lose your dimply ass.
Okay.
They aren't perfect either.
Phil Henry Show.